Well, Sean, a 3-1 defeat tonight, but what are your overall overriding emotions after that?
Well, it's that balance of great pride and frustration, because the pride in the performance, you know, the way the players went about it, but the quality they played with, the energy we know, the organisation we think has been very good all season, the tactical understanding, and then you add in that kind of quality, and I've spoken about it a lot, that mixed football to be progressive and effective, and I thought it was all on show. And the things that the frustration side of it is obviously 2 second face set pieces, which are frustrating in themselves, and then, you know, the last one from a breakaway moment where we didn't deal with a simple situation. And but they are the details. We know it. We know we've got to continue to improve on them tiny details, because they mean so much at this level.
And it's set pieces. It's a little details at set pieces.
That, well, early season we had a little spell of that, and then we eradicated it, and it went away. And then just the last two games highlighted it, because we had, you know, the two direct ones on Sunday and then 2 second phase ones today. And I mean, you know, there's a bit of, when Di Maria is 65 million worth puts a cross in on someone's head, you know, you allow a little bit of leeway, but we still think we should deal with that, don't get me wrong. That's the frustration.
Is it the marking, or is it the goalkeeper?
No, it's reading situations, it's alertness, it's you know, all sorts of different details can go into a set piece. So we'll reflect on it, we'll look at it, and we'll learn from it.
As an attacking unit, though, you really gave United a going over at times.
It wasn't just the attacking unit, to be honest. If you think other than the goals, and that sounds mad, of course, because that's what changes games. But if you think other than that, I can't remember hardly having any real chances, or not certainly. Oh, no, tell a lie, we cleared them off the line second half, which they did first half, so there's a bit of balance to that. And Sunday was the same against West Brom. You know, it's a strange one. We, in general play, we're not conceded a lot of chances, and certainly not good chances. But you have to detail the whole game down. It's not just about general play. It's about set pieces. It's about anything that can stop you winning a game.
Danny Ings was outstanding tonight. He scored a brilliant goal. He also had a chance just at the start of the second half. Was that, on reflection, a little bit of a turning point?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't put that on his head after a performance like that. I thought he was absolutely outstanding. And I thought there was many tonight, I must say. I thought Dave Jones in midfield was outstanding. I thought Barnsley up front as a foil for Ingsy. You know, it's a big performance. Kites come in and look nice and sharp. I mean, you know, there were so many good performances tonight. So you don't want to lay that at his toes. But you would. The only thing you would say is, I think it surprised him, actually. You know, I haven't spoken to him about it, but it looked like it kind of like, wow, you know, I'm here, and should I hit it? Should I have a touch? But like I say, it's a tiny thing on a very, very good performance from him as an individual.
And you can take a lot from this now into your next game, which is another tough one away, Chelsea.
Oh, of course. I mean, look, we're at the top end of the market playing these clubs, and you know, there has to be a belief and a growth in what we do beyond the results against these, because you can't guarantee results to anyone in this division, but you certainly can't guarantee results when you're going away to the superpowers. But we've moved a long way forward, I think, this season. Now it's continuing to move forward and continuing to strive for more points and wins, of course.
And you're going to have to cope without Dean Marnie. You showed tonight that you can cope without him.
Yeah, I mean, we'd love to have Dino with us, but he's not. You know, simple as that. And I said that allows others to come and operate. They have to take that chance, have to run with it. We've had it before. I mentioned it when we sold Charlie Austin, because of necessity, everyone was scratching their heads, where next? And then the arrival and the growth of Vokesy and Ingsy. Now it's Barnes who's growing by the week, you know, the way he's playing, and so many others. Scotty Arfield slips into midfield, did a fine job for us tonight. Kites come in, look nice and sharp. So it's about that. It's about a team going hard and delivering performances, and that's what we want to look to do.
Just finally, there has been talk of you scouring the markets for possibly a free transfer.
Who's been talking about that? I haven't heard any talk of it at all, other than us just seeing, is there anything that's out there? That's all. No talk of it. We haven't been talking to anyone other than ourselves. And that's just common practice, as you would.
So the likelihood of that happening is what?
The likelihood is if something fits us and we think it's appropriate, then we'll look at it.